trials of this world, we're getting stronger. The pull I felt was more than I could bear.
Hallelujah!
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
And I was on the verge of giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials.
Thank you, Lord.
He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory. He's a reality. Something keeps holding me.
He's a reality once more.
Oh, he's a reality. For Jesus is holding me.
Thank God he's in the boat tonight.
Oh, Satan laid before me his temptation. But his desire to steal away my faith. Oh, but I have found in time the revelation. Strength I need to keep me by his way. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Fighting me constantly, reality. Something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Guiding me constantly, a reality. Something keeps holding me.
I have found times of revelation.
Oh, I have Satan trying for me his temptation, and his desire to steal away my faith. Oh, but I have found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by his way. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. Something keeps holding me. He's a reality. He's a reality. For Jesus is holding me.
Alola. Alola. How we long to worship you.
Well, let's worship him tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How we long to worship you.
We come tonight.
Oh, we come to you. Worship, we give a lot of
matter what the circumstance. Hallelujah.
No matter what my situation.
Oh, we will lift holy hands.
We will lift
holy hands.
Satan's open. Satan comes to beat us down.
He tries to beat us down.
But with you,
but with your spirit,
pray for us.
Hallelujah.
In righteousness, we rise and sing.
Elolai, Elolai, Elohim, Elohim,
how we long to worship you.
Elolai, 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 Elohim, Elohim,
how we long to worship.
We long to worship you, Lord. Elolai, Elolai, Elohim, Elohim,
how we long to worship you.
We long to worship. That's why we here tonight. Elolai, hear our cry.
Elolai, how we long to worship you.
Let's give him the glory tonight.
He deserves the glory.
Oh, let's give him the glory and the honor.
God will lift our hands in worship
as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. We give you glory, Lord, and the honor. Oh, the honor, Lord.
Oh,
we lift our hands. The holy name,
for you are great, you do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you, no one else like you, Jesus.
There is no one else like you,
for you are great, you do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you,
no one else like Jesus.
There is no one else.
Oh, you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you,
no one else like Jesus.
There is no one else like you.
Oh, hallelujah.
You.
There is no one like unto you.
Like you.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight.
There is no one.
Blessed be your name.
Like you.
Oh, let us all lift our hands towards him. Let us all lift our hands towards him. There is no one like unto. Oh Lord, we bless your name tonight.
We give you the glory because you deserve it, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, who is like unto you? Oh, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight, another grace that you have, oh, given unto us to be gathered right in your presence, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for many mercies you have given to us from our various homes. We thank you for the day, our going outs and our coming ins. We thank you for our children. Oh, they've gone to school and back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for our working places. We thank you, O Lord Jesus, above all, Lord. Oh, that we are in your presence, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord, that once again, Father, you have caused us, O God, oh, to come right into your presence, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We thank you, O Lord. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God, for yet another privilege. Oh, another wonderful privilege that we have, O God, right in your presence. We bless you, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day, O Lord. You have made it, O God. You saw it that day. Oh, you saw us. When you laid the foundation of the world, you saw this day, O God. And we thank you, the Lord. This day has come, O God. And right now, O God, we are in your presence, Lord. We thank you for the day that is the hours that we spent so far, O God. Our going outs and our coming ins, Lord. Our working places, in our homes, our children to school and back. Father, we thank you for many mercies. And we thank you, the Lord, we are right in your presence, O God. And Father, no one comes to you and go back the same. We believe tonight, O God, you have come already in the midst of your children. Because you promised that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the armies, Lord. And you are the one that walk in the midst of the seven candlesticks, Lord. And Father, tonight, O God, we know there is something that you have for us, O God. So, Father, we come with all humility this evening, Lord. We've laid down our hearts and all that our thoughts and our minds, O God. Father, we bring them, O Lord, upon your altar, Lord. That, Father, let your fire come, consume it, O Lord Jesus. And tonight, O God, even as we turn to your word, O God, we want the inspiration thereof, Lord. Father, we want to pray. And Father, prayer not from a man, but the Holy Spirit in us, groaning, O Lord, and saying the very thing that, Lord, you want us to say, O God. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the worship, Lord. Oh, it has paved the way, O Lord. Oh, for your word to come in now. Bless your word, O God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Knowing the Lord, no one will live here the same. Every sickness is already healed. Every gloomy heart has been lifted up. And your glory has filled that vacuum, O God. We thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, come, speak to us. We are with all ears to listen. Speak. Speak in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God richly bless you as we are still standing. We have two scriptures to read. The first one is Hebrews 11. Oh, scripture that we've been hearing all the time. Hebrews 11, we shall read from the verse 6 to 8. And then we will read something also from Exodus 12:11. Let's first turn to Hebrews 11:6-8. Let's hear the word of God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, hallelujah. Said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. And our second reading, Exodus 12:11. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, O God. You are the teacher, you are the author. Tonight, Lord, we sit at your feet. We want to hear from you, God. We know that every word of yours is inspired, and it is profitable for your children, for reproof, for correction, for instructions that, Lord, your children will be thoroughly furnished unto good works. That's what we are looking for tonight, Lord Jesus. Bless your word, O God, and let it be alive unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? God bless you. When I was in the room there and I was listening to the worship, the first song that came, so my. Let's look at our topic tonight. It's a desperation. No. You've made the whole thing opposite. It's rather desperation and then desperate for God. So when the first song just hit, this is the air that I breathe. I say, oh my, oh praise God. I'm desperate for him. I say, oh, that's the Holy Spirit moving. God, that's our topic, and desperation, desperate for God. So I said, oh, that's wonderful. We thank the Lord that his topic tonight has been confirmed by the very worship that we worshiped this morning, this evening. Now, let's look at the word desperation. I took the dictionary and began to find out what the meaning of desperation. And now he gave four meanings. And I want to read all the four meanings. And then we can actually relate to what the Bible actually means about desperation. It said, completely without hope. Can it fit to our belief? Amen. To use a desperation that completely without hope? No, sir. Then the second one, he said, done when everything else has failed. As you are done when everything has failed. We true Christians, praise the Lord. We have victory. Amen. We will never fail. Amen. Because we have Jesus. And then let's look at the first one again. He said, completely without hope. Oh, it is those who don't know Christ that they are without hope. Amen. But we are. We have Christ and we have hope. He is alive. And as long as he lives, we also live. Amen. And then the third meaning, he said, very serious. Very serious. And then the fourth meaning, He said, having a great need of something. Having a great need of something, which I believe it fits to our scriptural language. Amen. That means seeking something diligently. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you are desperate, you see, desperation, many a times we see anxiety. Anxiety is of the world. Praise the Lord. Anxiety is of the world. So, when the prophet was preaching this message, desperation, he read a text from Jeremiah 29:10-14. Let's look at it. I want us to look at it. Wonderful text. When he was preaching desperation, 1963, in Jeffersonville, he read Jeremiah 29:10-14. Let's look at it. He said, "For thus saith the Lord," that alone, praise God. So, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you." I want to hear amen. Amen. "And perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place." Oh, hallelujah. So, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you." Amen. That was where we had been. We have been in Babylon. Amen. Today we are no more there. Hallelujah. And so we believe that there is a visitation this evening. Amen. Oh, praise God. Said, "I will visit you." Yes, some time ago we were in the world, we were lost, though we said we were Christians, but yet, I'm one of them. I was baptized in Presbyterian when I was just a baby, and I thought I was a good Christian, but I was doing almost what the world does. It was still Babylon. Praise God. I spent my 70 years in Babylon. You have spent yours. Wherever you were, your 70 years you've spent already in Babylon. And he said, after that, I will do what? I will visit you. Oh, praise the Lord. And unless you are still in Babylon, then there is no visitation for you. Praise God. Unless you are still in Babylon, then there is no visitation. But as long as you believe that you have what? You have come out from Babylon. Then there is a visitation in your life. Hallelujah. And when that visitation comes, he said, "I will do what? I will perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. The place where I have what? I have put my name. Where I will meet with what? The worshippers." Because there is one place where he said he will meet up with what? The worshippers. Where he has what? Placed his name. So he will bring you to that place. And that place is where we are sitting now. We are seated now. My brother, oh, praise the Lord. Verse 11. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you." Aren't you happy? That he has what? A thought for you. Amen. And he said, "Anything that I have thought, it will come to pass. And anything that I purpose, it will stand." Praise God. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of what? Peace not evil. Oh, hallelujah. His thought towards you is never, ever evil. It's always good. It's always good. And that purpose got to stand. He said, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh, hallelujah. To give you an what? An expected end. Ah, my sister, what are you expecting in the end? To be with him. Oh, hallelujah. To be with him. He will give you that word, expected end. Oh, hallelujah. Then shall you call unto me. Tonight, listen. He said, then shall you call unto me, and ye shall go and pray, as we are here tonight, unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen. Tonight, do you believe it? That you come to that place where he has put his name, and you call upon him. You will pray, and he is going to what? Hear your prayer. How many believe? You remember what we read? He said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Amen. And when you come to him, you must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He will reward you if that. He said, that's what he's saying. He will hear your voice tonight. Whatever is in your heart, he's here. You want healing? You are healed. Amen. He will hear it. Amen. What are you? Yeah, I hear my brother's voice is very hoarse. My brother, you are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. It's good that you've received it by faith. Hallelujah. He said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Now, take notice of all these things. You are searching for him and your heart is somewhere else. He wants the whole of you tonight. Your whole heart, he wants everything. Don't allow anything be a hindrance tonight, an obstacle, because faith has no hindrance. If you have faith, it has to go through every hindrance and obstacle. So hold on to faith tonight. He's here. Oh, praise God. If you seek him tonight, you will find him. He said, you will find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, and then the 14th verse, he said, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, if there is any captivity, he's going to turn it around. Amen. Oh, Satan. Get out from here. Amen. You have no place here. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again and into the place where whence I caused you to be carried away captivity. When the prophet had finished saying this, he said, I'll bring you to the place. I'll bring you to what? Pentecost. Amen. Hey, amen. Bring you to what? Pentecost. Hallelujah. Tonight, now let's look at faith. He said, faith is a... What is faith? We all know that faith is a substance of things hoped for. the evidence of things not seen. And how do we come by faith? He said, faith cometh by what? Hearing the word of God. Amen. Then the prophet said in this message, the unveiling of God, that was preached in 1964, paragraph 30 down B, he said, you can't explain faith. It's something that you believe. Amen. So tonight we want to gather ourselves into real faith. You can't, Lord, you cannot explain faith. It's something that what you believe. Then he said again somewhere, he said, you cannot feel faith. So faith is not here. Now we are going to what? Gather faith now. But faith cannot be something that you can what? You can feel. Amen. You can't feel it. He said, you don't taste faith. So that you want to taste it and see whether, oh, it's fine, so I want to eat it, or you want to what? Reject it. You can't taste faith. And you don't smell faith. You can't smell that, oh, faith is here. I can smell it. So let me go near to it. No, sir. And you don't see faith. That's why it becomes what? A substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, let's see what the scripture says here. Is it? Through faith, the world were framed by the word of God. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do what? Appear. You get the point? Amen. This world we are living in was framed by what? The word of God through faith. And so you are living in a place where it was created by faith. And so if you need something, oh, you must gather faith to receive it. Because the very place you are living, it has been created by faith. And so if you want something, it's got to be through that same faith to bring the thing to come to pass. Oh, hallelujah. When a child is born, when a child is born into a house, the language that is being spoken in that house, that's the same language the child will speak. And there is a language that God spoke to what? Create this world for us to live in. The language is what? Faith. Amen. Let there be light, and there was light. Amen. Amen. Let there be light, and there was light. And so we also got to speak that same language. We are living in his house. And the house, the language is what? Faith. So if we are true children, then we got to also speak that same language. Act in that same way. Oh, my brother, that's what the scripture is saying. Without faith, you cannot please God. It's impossible to please him. If your child who is growing up, now the language that is in the house, he is speaking different language you can't even understand. Will you be pleased with him? Will you be pleased with him? He's speaking a different language. Your home is a Christian home. And so the language is what? It's a heavenly language. Then your child begins to speak what? Worldly languages. Will you be pleased with him? Oh, praise God. That's why he's saying that without faith it's impossible to please him. Because that is God's language. And we've got to speak that same language also. Oh, yes, sir. The earth was what? Framed by what? By the spoken word. He said, The world was without what? Without form. Void without form. See? And there were darkness was what? Upon the deep. And then what happened? The Spirit of God moved over that the deep. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. Brother, you have that same authority. Praise God. You have that same authority. Let me just put in just a small testimony here. Amen. Amen. My son Junior sitting here when he was in the womb. We moved from the city, Tema, to it's the same Tema, but we moved to our farmland. And my car that I was working on has broken down, and we were working on it. I know that it was something. Then my wife was always telling me, she was getting closer to her time. He said, now, when I get into labor, where is car to take us, to take me to the hospital? I said, look, I just spoke it before you get into labor, there will be a car in the house here. Always her mind was on what? My car. I said, this is your car. When is it coming to the road? Oh, praise the Lord. I just said it. I don't know what actually happened. I just said it. And there was what? There was challenges. When they come, I just throw them away. Praise the Lord. Then just to cut everything short, I went to town one day and I met one brother. And he said, Brother Maxwell, come along. I've bought a car. And it's with the mechanics. You know something about car. Let's go and see. And I went to together with him. We just did something. And the mechanics were not able to finish. And he wasn't very good at driving. So I drove him back to the house. And I was going back to my farmland. Something told me, ask the brother and take his car. Then some said, no! I stopped it. I started going. Just about some distance away, I heard my name being called. One of her daughters came running after me. He said, my daddy said, come. And I went back. He said, I just remember, brother, that you are going back to your farmland. Okay, why don't you take the key? Why don't you take the car along and tomorrow we meet at the mechanic's place? I said, okay, that will be fine. But I was going to take public transport. So if you want to take public transport, you get to a point you have to walk about almost 1 kilometer before you get to our farmland. So there's no car around that place. So I took the car home. That very night, my wife was in labor. Oh, hallelujah. That very night, she was in labor. See him seated there. And I put her in the car, and while we were going, I said, what did I tell you? What did I tell you? See, God spoke. Praise the Lord. See, we have that authority by faith. Speak. And believe it. It will come to pass. That day she saw that, yes, God is true to his word. Oh, hallelujah. Let's speak things into existence. Our prophet, he spoke and they come to pass. And we are believing that same message he brought to us. Do you believe that we have that same authority in us? It is the faith. Amen. It is the faith. So let's come back to the language. Let's speak the same language. Because the very house that we are living in, it was created by what? Created by faith language. Let us also speak what? Faith language. Now let's come to our topic, desperation. Now let's look at this. Now, anyone who is desperate today, seeking diligently God, and then another day you see the person, merry going. My brother, that's not that kind of desperation we are talking about. Today you are desperate. Tomorrow you are what? Carefree. No, sir. That is not the desperation. God is looking from us. Amen. You see, the true desperation in God is one who diligently seeking him always. Amen. Seeking him always. And that is where I wrote something here. This is the air that I breathe. Oh, amen. It must be the air that you breathe. Because air you breathe always. Oh, yes, sir. You breathe air always. Even when you are asleep, dead asleep, you are still what? Breathing in and out. Oh, hallelujah. So, desperation we're talking about is what? Someone who is diligently seeking God always. Amen. That's what we are talking about. Always. You are diligently seeking him. Always. You are looking for more of him. Hallelujah. Always. You want to what? Increase your knowledge about him. Always, he's in your mind. Amen. Standing at the kitchen, preparing food, sister, she's in your mind. Amen. Seated at your table, at your working place, he's in your mind. Amen. Walking in the streets, he's in your mind. Oh, hallelujah. Diligently seeking him. That's what we're talking about. It becomes the air that you breathe. Desperate for him. Oh, yes, sir. Desperate for him. But the prophet said, what happens? Meanwhile, he said, in times of desperation, usually it pulls all the good things that are in us. When you are in desperation, it pulls what? All the good things in you. So that's why we must always be in desperation. So that good, the good things in us is being pulled. Brother. Amen. The good things will be always pulled. But he said, but usually, at even all times, it takes what? A state of emergency to throw us into desperation. See? It has to take what? In time of emergency before we know God. Ah, I'm sick today. That's the time you know that you have to go down your knees and pray. Hmm? But immediately you are well, you are healed. No prayer anymore. Oh, no! That kind of desperation we're talking about. You are not desperate for God. Amen. Oh, it's only when? Ah, today. Comfort is feeling warm. Oh, where is my husband? Husband, let us pray because the child is what? So, the temperature has gone up. That's the time you know God. When God has healed the child, you forget about God. You no more prayer. You don't pray for the children anymore. He said, it is too bad. It has to take to be that way. That's what the prophet is saying. He said, it's too bad that it got to be that way. That unless there is what? Emergency before we get ourselves into desperation. Think of it. Think of it. It says something arises before it throws us into desperation. Someone will keep a secret all his life till when he's about to die before he will desperately speak out. You see? Something that the person should have what, done maybe in his lifetime so that whatever sin that he or she has committed, oh, it will be forgiven him. So that you could what, put in a new man. But he will keep or she will keep that secret. And then the day that he sees that he is dying or she is dying, then oh, call me this, call me the pastor. Well, pastor, I have something to confess. Brother, I have something to confess to you. You see? Brother, look. When someone is at that verge, why do they do that? They see something. They see something. But their mouths are shut to what to speak. So the whole thing, they get into desperation and begin to say, oh, call me this, call me that. I want to confess. I want to say this. Why do they do that? They see something, my brother. So let us what? Be desperate always. Be diligent always. Seeking him. Look at what he said. He said, Now you have come out from what? From Babylon. And now there is a visitation. I have visited you now. Praise the Lord. Is that now faith cometh by hearing the word of God. When faith arrives, it holds onto the word diligently, always, never allowing it to go. When faith comes, it holds on to the word of God. Amen. Diligently, always, amen, never allowing it to go. Amen. We have been speaking all the time about what? This woman at the well. When she received that word of life, the seed word, she never allowed it to go. That there is coming a Messiah, and when he comes, he is going to do this, that. And when he comes, he's the one that she can what cast her burdens upon. She held on to that in her heart. See? Such a person, though her life was not all that right, but she was what? Desperate for God. She was desperate for God, always waiting. That is how we got to be in, desperate for God, waiting. Because we have a promise that he's coming. And so we hear of what Noah. Noah, as we read, God warned him. Something that has never happened before. Something that has never happened before. It has never rained before. But as long as God has spoken, faith grabbed the word of God. Amen. And he was desperate to prepare a place for his house. To the saving of his word, to his house. Praise God. What preparation are we making to the saving of our homes? What preparation have we done to the saving of our homes? It has to take desperation. You have to be desperate for God. So that you'll be able to what? Build an ark for the saving of your home. Because as it was in Noah's day, so it is in this our day. It has to take that same faith of Noah. Amen. It was what? A big task for Noah. 120 years. And he's still what? Holding on to God's word that yes, it will come to pass. He had a lot of challenges. Challenges, that's something that has never happened before. Amen. How could rain, water be holding into what? Hanging in the air. Something we've never seen before. 120 years, he was holding diligently on to the word of God. And today we have the word. We have the message. How many years have you been diligent, holding on to it? Off and on, today, tomorrow. Oh, my brother, my sister, we got to be desperate for God. Amen. Diligently seeking him always. Not off and on. Amen. That's what we call God's task. The same thing was given to Abraham. God's task. And God's task, the prophet said, is what? Is fulfilled through what? Faith. It is not strength. His God's task, we don't use our physical strength. Oh, hallelujah. He said it is Pharaoh's task. Pharaoh's task that you got to use physical strength. But God's task, you use what? Faith. No matter how huge the task is. Oh, if you believe, these mountains will move out from its place. Amen. That's what he said. And I believe it. God's task is what is fulfilled through faith. By faith. It's not strength. It's not strength at all. Every works of the enemy, it takes what? Faith. No matter how huge it is. Oh, Goliath. It has to take little David to bring him down. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. The sign that we are seeing today must throw every true believer into desperation. With his loins girded, and shoes ready on feet, and staff in hand, and eating in haste. Praise the Lord. See, the law and the prophets were until John. He said, and since then, the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone presseth into it. The scripture says what? Presseth into it. The prophet said, you cannot walk into it just like that. You press what? He said, presseth into it. As Matthew, the way, that's Luke. Matthew said this word, the violent takes it by force. Amen. And Luke says, presseth into it. Luke 16:16. Let's read something from the prophet here. He said, the Passover, as we read here, the Passover was taken in emergency in times of desperation. Eat this Passover with the shoes on your feet, with your loins girded up, with the staff in your hand. See, you are eating it in desperation. See, the word of God. See? We go to what? Eat it in desperation. That's our food. Amen. He said, they had seen the great hand of God. They had seen all of his miracles. And then they had come under the sign of the token. Oh, yes, sir. And while they were under the sign of the token, they have taken the communion in what? In desperation. For they knew that at that time, God was fixing to strike with what? With judgment. Brethren, it was a shaking time. The prophet said, it was a shaking time. It was a time where every man was examining himself. That time. And that's the time we are in now. See, with what? With our loins girded up. With our shoes on. And our staff in hand. Oh, praise God. That is what? The condition of a true believer. Amen. Bread here, meat here. Ready for what? For the journey. For the journey. That is the condition for what? A true believer today. And as he said, the prophet said, they were doing what? They were examining themselves. Amen. They've come under the token. We have come under the same token. Amen. The same pillar of fire. We've come under the same. Hallelujah. Amen. You are what? You take yourself as the firstborn. And the word of God says that if the token is not applied, every firstborn is going to perish. And you could see all the firstborns that night. Oh, hallelujah. Daddy, have you put the... Are you sure the blood is there? That kind of desperation. Making sure, oh, brethren, our homes. Men, my brothers, husbands. Is the blood applied? Amen. Praise God. Is the blood there? He said, because the word of the prophet has never failed. They believed Moses. What Moses told them, they believe it. And we believe our prophet in this time also. Whatever he has said, it is, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And we must what? It must be a shaking time for us. As the prophet is saying, it was a shaking time. Each one examining himself. This is a time every day you go to be examining yourself. Oh, at the end of the day, Lord, I look at myself. I don't know. Lord, if there is something that I committed, oh, that is contrary to you, oh, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, examining yourself. If you know that something you did, oh, confess in the Lord, I never meant to do it. That's examining you. You cannot just be a true Christian, just live anyhow. You just, from your home, you go to town, you do your duty. Come back, wife has prepared food, you eat, short prayer or sometimes no prayer, off, you go to bed. Oh, my brother, that's not the Christian way. You are not desperate for God. Got to be desperate. The situation that we are living, he said, what? It is what? A shaking time. Time for what? Examining ourselves. Let's be examining ourselves every day, every hour, every second. Amen. And make sure that we are living right. Because we are prepared to what? To take off. We are prepared to take off. That situation, that night, brother, it wasn't easy. Amen. Now they see what? The promise that God gave to their fathers coming to fulfillment now. Oh, hallelujah. That you being a what? A foreign land for 400 years, and after that, I'm going to deliver you with what? A mighty hand. They saw the time coming that they were going to a place. Oh, where it is what? It is filled with milk and honey. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, praise God. He said the pillar of fire was still there. Amen. And we have it today. Amen. And then the prophet had announced that God would only pass over when he saw the token at the door. And it was a desperation. Amen. Amen. Let's make sure, brethren, We must really love our children and make sure that we have what? Just like Moses. Look, just like Noah. He said he was moved with fear. Amen. Moved with fear. He was desperate to make sure that his house will be saved because he believed what God has said. Let us do the same in our homes. Amen. Someone who said, brother, you are talking about only families. What about we singles? Yes. Prepare yourself. Amen. Seek under the blood. He said, I believe the days that we are living in should cause the church to go completely into desperation. That is from the prophet. He said, the time that we are living in, he believes that the church must go into a complete desperation. I believe. Amen. Brother, at least God has done one thing in your life. All of us seated here, at least God has done something which has proven to you that it really is the hands of God. At least all of us here, once he has done something. Amen. And he's here tonight. He said he wants to do more of it, because when we bear those fruits, then his name is glorified. Amen. But how have you built upon what God did in your life? What have you built upon it? Think of it tonight. What have you built upon it? As the musicians come, he's done something for you before. He has done it before. He's done something before. Now think of it. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word of God must be the air that we breathe. Hallelujah. Must be what? The air that we breathe. We must diligently seek him. That puts you in what? In desperation. Diligently seeking him. In everywhere you are. Everywhere. Let's sing that song again. This is the air that I breathe. This is the air that I breathe. I'm desperate for you. Tonight. If you can tell him that you are desperate for him. He said, my thoughts towards you, they are never evil. My thoughts towards you, they are peaceful. He said, you call me tonight, and I will answer. I will hear you. I will hearken unto you. You will seek me tonight. You will find me. In your very situation, he assures you tonight. Your very situation, he assures you tonight. He said, I am a rewarder to them that diligently seek me. And he means what he has spoken. Our God can never lie when he says, if you seek me diligently, I will reward you. And it is true. This is the air that I breathe. Let these words be the air that we breathe. Even when you are sleeping, you are breathing. Respiration going on and down, going on and down. That's how we go toward keep the word of God, even in our sleep. Oh Lord, tonight we are desperate for you. Come now, Lord, as you promised. that I will come, I will visit you, Lord. Yes, we know you are here tonight. We know. We believe your visitation tonight. We believe it, Lord. By faith. By faith.
This is the year. This is the air I breathe. This is the air. Your holy presence living, living in me. Oh, this is the air. This is the air. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Holy presence living in me. When I am desperate for, I'm desperate for you, my Lord. When I'm lost without, I'm lost without you, Jesus. And I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you, my Lord. When I'm lost without, oh, I'm lost without you, my Lord. Oh, this is my goal. This is my daily bread.
Oh, yes, Lord.
No. This is my goal. This is my daily bread.
Your spoken word. Than the spoken word.
To me. This is my daily bread.
And is there any other thing?
Oh, my daily bread.
That can satisfy you more. Than the spoken word.
Oh, my daily bread. The spoken word.
Hallelujah.
Will reveal to me. And I.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, tonight. We are desperate for you, Lord.
I'm desperate for.
Come and have your own way with us, Lord, tonight.
I'm lost without.
Lord, we are diligently seeking you tonight.
Jesus.
And when we know that you are the rewarder. You reward your children. You reward your children.
I'm lost before.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. For our homes, Lord. For our homes. Our homes, we are desperate for you, O God. In our individual homes.
I'm desperate for. I'm desperate
for. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. If there is any time that a church must be desperate,
I'm lost without
it is this time.
You. I'm lost without you.
The church must be desperate for him.
Oh, Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, closer, Lord.
to you.
Let the world around me fade away.
Oh, yes. It's so far, so oh, yes, far Lord. Away from me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus,
oh, yes, Lord.
Me close.
I want to be closer to you.
Closer, Lord.
Closer to you.
Closer, Lord.
We want to you, Lord, to be in us. Come in. Come in. Come in, Lord. Come in. Come in and take your place in your life.
This is my desire this evening.
Yes,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this is my desire.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
My desire, Lord, to honor
diligently worship you, to honor you, and to praise your name. Bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Oh, I worship you. I live to worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Let's worship you. Oh, yes.
All I am within me, Jesus. I give you, praise. Oh, I adore. He's in you. He's locked in you, Jesus.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for
you.
What do you want to live for anymore? Apart from him. Oh, Lord, we live.
You are alive.
We can face tomorrow because Lord, have your way now. Have your way now, Lord. Have your way now.
I give you my soul.
Oh, yes, Lord, the desires of your children tonight. Oh, they live for you, oh God. Every desire tonight. Every request tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, you know every hand that is raised towards you. You know every heart that is raised towards you tonight. Oh Lord Jesus, we give all that is in us, our heart, our soul, our spirit, everything, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, have your own way with us. Have your own way, oh God. Oh, bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The cry of your children tonight. The believer. The cry of your children tonight.
This is my
desire.
My desire, Jesus, to honor you.
I worship you.
Oh Lord, I worship you, only you, Lord.
All I have,
all I am within me, Lord.
I
give you
praise. All that I adore is in you,
is only in you, oh Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart,
I give you my soul.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord,
bless your name, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every home here is desperate for you. The church is desperate for you. Every child, every man, every woman, every husband, every wife. Oh, Lord, tonight we say we are desperate. desperate for you, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. We know that you are a rewarder to them that diligently seek you, God. Oh, yes, we have girded up our loins. Oh, yes, we put on our shoes. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We have our staffs in hand, oh God. Yes, Lord. There's nothing else that, Lord, we can do than to own the air that we breathe, oh God. The air that we breathe. The air that we breathe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Tonight, Lord, as your children worshiping you, oh God, they have their request of God upon your heart. And you know every individual. You know every individual tonight. Oh, their request. Their request, Lord. Their request, Lord. Their desires, Lord. Oh, what they are looking for. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, you said, oh, I will visit us, oh God. You said, oh Lord, what you thought about us. Oh, you thought about us, oh Lord. They are always good, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. You never thought of evil against us. You never thought evil for us. Everyone you thought for us, God, they are always good. Lord, we receive them tonight. We receive them tonight. We receive them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, every request of God has been placed before your altar tonight. It's before you, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. You know them. You know us. You know us before we came in, oh Lord. Father, as many of us, oh Lord, even hear their prayer, oh Lord. Because you promise that if we seek you, Lord, we will find you. Oh, that when we search for you, oh God, with all our heart, we are going to see you. Oh, yes, Lord, even right now we see you. This is the air that we breathe. This is the air that we breathe. We are desperate, Lord, tonight. We are desperate, Lord Jesus. Oh, what else that, Lord, we can we do? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm lost
that you have turned our captivity. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We have found you, Lord. Thank you, that Lord Jesus. Oh, you've come with your good word, oh Lord. You said you will perform your good word. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you just say, Lord, I thank you. He has taken every request that is upon your heart. The Lord himself has taken over. He's taken over. He has taken it over. And it will never return. Your prayer will never return to you void. Tonight, he will do it. And he's done it. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
I'm desperate for you, desperate for you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you,
Lord. I'm desperate for you, desperate for you, and I.
Thank you for the
I'm
healing.
For you.
Thank you, God, that every request Jesus has been answered tonight. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We believe it, Lord.
I'm
we believe it by faith, Lord. By faith. By faith, we have claimed them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes. I'm desperate for you, desperate for you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I,
thank you, Lord.
I'm desperate for you.
Let us pray for our sisters that are expecting. Let's commit them into the hands of the Lord. Pray for your sister. All the sisters that are carrying life in the womb.
Let's commit them into the hands of the Lord.
Amen, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, O God. This is our desire. The Lord, you touch our sisters. Touch our sisters, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Father, support this time of their transition, O God. This time of their transition, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, they may be weak, but Lord, they look to you that you are strong. And as long as, Lord, you are strong, Lord, by faith tonight, they see themselves also strong, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. Touch them, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. The very mercy that we need, Lord, tonight, Lord. The very grace we need, Lord, even upon this night, Lord, so we call. Father, we are grateful,
thank you,
Father, unto thee, Lord, for your mercy, Lord, that is ever shining, Lord. Your grace that ever, Lord, Savior. Father, oh God, intercede, Lord, even upon our behalf, oh God. Direct us today, shepherd us, Lord, even upon it, we pray. For thou art our everlasting portion. And we are grateful, Father, for being here tonight, Lord. And we look unto thee, Lord. Father, oh, in expectation for our next service, we pray.
There is something here I want to read from the prophet. He said, just have faith now. Believe that God is and a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Then he asked this question. Do we all believe that? I want to hear real amen. Do we all believe that? Do we all agree that whatever we have bind now will be bound in heaven?
Amen.
And whatever we have losing now will be losing in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. That was from the prophet. Amen. Do we believe it? Because he said, if two shall agree, and we are more than two here. Oh, hallelujah. I want the musicians to give it something that after it we can just say, thank you, Lord. Just one song for us to thank the Lord for tonight. That every request, every prayer, every heart desires, the Lord has surely met all of us. So we must be joyful now and praise his name and thank him that he has come in our midst. And he has performed the good word that he says. When he visits, he will perform. And he has performed it tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love. Oh Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's raise our hands.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's give him thanks
now. Blessing Jesus. Blessing Jesus. Blessing Jesus. Blessing Jesus. Blessing Jesus.
Let us now thank him. Let's raise our hands and say, Lord, we thank you for tonight, oh Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the visitation. Oh, that you promised that, Lord, you come in our midst. You said you visit us, Lord. As long as we have come out from Babylon, oh Lord, and that, Lord, we have found the place where you have put your name, oh God, where you said you meet with the worshippers, oh God. Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus, that every request tonight to God, oh, has been fulfilled. Because you said, oh, you come amongst us, oh God. You said you visit us, Lord, and perform your good word, oh Lord, towards us. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have done it, Lord. You said, oh Lord, your thoughts towards us, they are never evil. They are always good. Father, we thank you. We bless you. You said you place us at the expected end, Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the prophet. We thank you for the church. We thank you, O Lord Jesus. As even, Father, we remember our pastor, Lord. Oh, this hour, Father, we commit into your hands. The Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, you always, O God. Oh, speak through him, O God. Use him always as your vessel, O God. Father, let your word, O God. Oh, the word that is always anointed, every scripture, as you said, oh, already is inspired, oh God. Oh, Father, come, oh Lord, oh, to be our food, oh Lord. Let it be the air that we breathe, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Our desire is to worship you, God, to praise you and to give you the honor and to glorify you. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we call our precious brother Wilmore, just come and give us a word of closing. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. The Lord, you have fulfilled your word tonight, God. Oh, your good word is said, Lord. Oh, you give to us, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you, the Lord. Your thoughts, you said, they are never evil, oh God. They are always good. And Father, we thank you. And we thank you that you said, when we call unto you, you will hearken unto us. Oh, when we seek you, we will find you, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, this night. We bless you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Brother.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you tonight for you love us, Lord. Father, you have not left us without a witness. Father, there's many testimonies that could be said of the things that you have done for us. Yes. Lord, even though sometimes in our memories we may forget thy love, yet Father, you never forget, Lord. Father, even when the pressure is piling around us, Lord, when there is many people out there in the world that have evil thoughts towards us, we thank you, Father, tonight, for your word has told us, Lord, of the kind of thoughts that you have towards me, Lord. Father, it says that you have good thoughts for me, even me, an unworthy sinner. Yet, Lord, you have thoughts of peace, Lord, and not of evil. Father, I am so glad to have known a God like you. For you love me and you have thoughts of peace. And not only that, Lord, but you are more than willing, Lord, to give me my expected end. Amen. Father, how thankful I am Oh God, what grace and mercy that you have extended unto me, not only unto me, Lord, but unto my brethren that are here tonight. Father, we love you. We praise you tonight, Lord. Father, you are everything unto us, Father. And we pray, Father, oh God, that you would put such a thirst in our souls tonight, Father, to go home thirsting for you, Lord. Father, to be in a desperate place, Lord, where we will not be satisfied with anything of this world, where we would not be satisfied with the slight and wisdom of men, but that, Lord, we may drink from that fountain, the fountain of living waters. Father, that's the place we are seeking tonight, Lord, and we know by faith, Lord, that we will find it, Lord. No matter the opposition the enemy may put in our way, no matter how high a flood he may raise against us, Lord, but tonight, Father, we are thankful for the standard that you raised against him. May you help us, Lord, that Father, we may fortify ourselves behind thy word, never to leave that place, Lord, but to constantly look up to you, Father. Oh God, I pray for the children that are here tonight, every one of them, Lord. Father, I pray that as they grow up, Lord, they may continue to see the right example in their parents. I pray for the young people, Lord. I ask, oh God, that you may be merciful towards each and every one of them, as we see the enemy roaring against them like a lion, looking to devour and to destroy them, Lord. Yet, Father, oh God, we have courage in thy word, for you will not lose any of your children. And the enemy is given notice tonight that he cannot take any of our children. We will stand our ground for them, oh God. And I pray tonight, oh Father, that you will equip us, Lord, and teach us, oh God, by thy word, to war against this enemy that has come to destroy our people. Father, I pray for every family. Lord, may you keep us strong. We see the laws that are coming in the land trying to weaken the families, oh God. Father, as the worldly families weaken, may our families become stronger and stronger. Father, that they may be a witness. Father, for you are always with a witness. I pray that my family may be a witness to this world, that every family here may be a witness to thy word, Lord. And we are believing tonight, Father, that you are more than able to give us what we desire. For Lord, when there was nothing, you spoke and this world was formed. Oh God, there was not any material to make it, Lord, and you spoke, Lord, and by faith the world was formed, oh God. And tonight, Father, even though we may have about 5 weeks left in this place, oh God, yet tonight you are still the same God. You are still speaking. You are still providing. Oh God, may there be room tonight in some place somewhere. Lord, we are holding on to that faith that you are more than able to provide for your children. Father, we know, Lord, that you are moving us from here to a better place, Lord, a higher ground. Let it be, oh God, remembering our sisters, Lord, that are expecting tonight. Lord, may you strengthen them. Lord, oh God, may you keep them safe from the spirits that are rising throughout this land. I pray, Lord, you'd help each and every one of them. Lord, not only for them, oh Father, but Lord, even for every spiritual womb tonight that is pregnant with thy word, Lord, oh God, I pray, oh Father, that we may come to a delivery, that we may deliver that word in us, oh God, that it be born unto your Son, oh God, that your word may become living flesh once again. Lord, we pray for our pastor, we commit him to you, oh God, be merciful unto him and strengthen him, Lord. Lord, may his ministry continue to be a blessing unto thy children. Lord, I pray even for little Betty tonight. She has taken sick, Lord. Father, we pray and commit her to you, asking that you touch and heal her, that we be together once more on Sunday with her. Father, I remember our brother Joel, Lord, unwell tonight as well. I commit him to you, Father. If there be any in our midst, Lord, that are not well, I commit them to you, Father, that you may heal them, Lord, that you may strengthen those that are weak, that Father, oh God, when we would come on Sunday, would be all strengthened with a clear vision, Lord, praising your name, Lord,
bringing down the high places of the enemy until there be none left, O Father. O God Almighty, we praise you tonight. Father, we love you tonight, Lord. May you be with us, O God. Let this word abide in our hearts. Lord, O God, we pray for our brethren that were not here tonight. Father, may you bring them, O God. We pray, Father, for our brother Maxwell. May you continue to use him also. I commit every brother, every sister that has partaken tonight in this worship, Lord, that you would bless them, Father. Be with us, Lord, until we meet again. Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We commit this place into your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We ask it, Lord. Amen. Amen.
How many love him? Oh, hallelujah. Thank the Lord for tonight. We are going out victorious. Shame on to the devil. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus, I want to die. Yeah. Born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, my world began in my life. Not my will, oh, but thine began in my whole life. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, they are blessed. I must decrease, he must increase. Your power in me is there, I believe. This you played on Calvary, your bride's no longer a mystery. Oh, thine will be done, be done by your love. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done, be done in my own. When I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. Your word is grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Jacob, I wrestle till I'm free. I will hope I will be done. Be done in my own life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my own life. When I do good,